on constellations, superluminal galaxies, and the future of humanity. Perhaps our consciousness comes from a copy of our talent for navigation. Hence the constellations. There are places that we must visit in our thoughts. One of the early ones is, why are we here? We are an emergent element of the infinitely complex universe. We come from an infinite number of experiments in what we call the fields of physics and chemistry. The universe has been mixing itself for so long that we had no choice but to exist. Another star symbolizes the question of meaning. What is the meaning of life? It is to flourish in our powers, in our talents, and miracles. In all the things that are the noblest, the highest, and all too human. One particularly lonesome and sad star begs the question of what happens after. We are made of stardust, elements put here by stars that burst their contents into space. The atoms that coalesce to make our bodies will go on to become parts of other things, and our minds will return to the silence that we all have our origin in. Consciousness is one of the miracles of life, like a star. And another star marks the question of whether or not there are others. Yes, there are many others. The universe will never stop its experiments. In the vastness of space and time, there are and will be infinite others. We are a drop in an infinite ocean, and we are somewhat lonely. The speed of light may be really fast for human beings, but in cosmos, speed of light is extremely slow. It takes a long time to travel. The light that we can see in the sky today took a very long time to reach us. We are seeing photos of the past, and galaxies some 16 billion light years away may be permanently beyond our reach. They are moving away at a superluminal speed, faster than light. I'm sure that merely knowing that there are galaxies beyond our observable universe will help us dream of ways to get there. Life does not happen frequently enough for us to pick up the radio signals, and they will always broadcast them in search for others. And life does not happen all at the same time. In the vastness of time, technologically advanced life transforms. Throughout history, there have been numerous attempts to dim our shining questions, and in all cases for petty and fleeting reasons. To prolong the life of long-forgotten kingdoms, or the memory of some king. To collect coin, a little from a lot, that's even more than a lot from a few. To dominate and create a workforce. And today, to put food on the table. Rather than setting proper aims, we have taken to amending that which belongs to the past. As the old conspires to restrict our questions, the world slows down. War is a terrible and old idea. We can clearly see all the places that need real schools. We can all imagine how proper student exchange could improve the world. We are held back by the borders. At the very least, borders are not meant for human beings anymore. With the use of computers, we can end poverty and hunger in an instant. The fear of hunger and homelessness does not belong in the modern world. Nor does punishing those who have already been punished by keeping criminals, human beings, in cages. And it is not up to a police officer to take a life. Only a doctor can make that decision. When unraveled and aligned in a proper sequence, the problems we face prevent one another from occurring. Fixing schools also repairs politics, enabling the existence of worldwide universal income. The end of poverty marks an end to most crime, revealing that it is therapy, medicine, and more fair beginnings that lawbreakers need. With real schools, wisdom in politics, and a compassionate and understanding world, all kinds of borders will cease to have a meaning, and most wars and conflicts will fade. Wars were never meant to be fought, as they only mark defeat in their misery. Wars are meant to be prevented. And prevention is just a matter of education, expanding horizons, leaving bad ideas behind, and experiencing a better part of the world. People who have been forced into fake education do not understand that immigration is a form of preventing conflict and later war. Some are so stressed and misguided that they may not have the capacity to care about the world of their grandchildren. Wage slavery, credit scores, imaginary education, imaginary border, cages for people fractured by poverty that the world did nothing to prevent. This is not who we are. We have more than enough to help people all around the world to get a fine education for meaningful audiobooks and video lectures, an education that helps us come together as one peaceful family. The future that humanity needs begins with the creation of schools that change lives, schools that help people see in their wisdom and greatness that human beings are one family. We have to learn to see our ideas across long stretches of time and become artists at picking the good ones from bad ones apart. For humanity to advance, we have to learn to leave all the bad ideas behind and teach to prevent their repetition. No more temporary things to make a chapter in a forlorn textbook 1,000 years from now. In the absence of schools that do humanity justice, we have to take to books. We must take the responsibility for our own education. To start, let us take to our constellations and lavish daydreams, so that we can see that we are one human family under the sun.